Do you ever want to strangle your reminders? I know a lot of people do. So let's talk about making alarms and reminders work for you. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, the other day, I sent out a tip update on Twitter, and I said, lists, notes, alarm clocks, software with reminder functionality are all valuable tools to help you stay on task. Use them as much as possible. And my buddy Nicole, also known as Biz Finance Forum, wrote back, I do try. My question, how do I keep from wanting to strangle my reminders? I thought that was a great question, so let's talk about that a bit today. Strangling reminders. Well, bells and alarms going off all over the place, they could be driving you nuts. And Nicole is not alone in her struggle with wanting to strangle those reminders. I've heard many variations on that same theme. I've also had clients tell me that their reminders don't work because they just ignore them. Usually, we get frustrated with our reminders for two reasons. One, we're reminding setting fools. We've just set too many. Or two, our inner defiant child is fighting with our adult self. The reminders are telling us to do something that really is more important than what we are doing, but we just don't want to do it. So be realistic about what you can accomplish. There are a slew of different strategies around how to identify priorities for your day. If you're not sure about the right one for you, let me know and I'll help you figure it out. One of the biggest mistakes you can make in your day is to have one master to-do list with thousands of items on it that you use that tracks huge critical items along with mundane tiny items. A master list is great, and there are many people that swear by them. But I suggest also working out of a more pared-down version for your specific day, especially if you get overwhelmed with the growing mountain of to-dos. If you're someone that documents out every teeny tiny item on their to-dos, that's okay, but don't let it overwhelm you. Brian Buffini noted that people significantly underestimate what they can do in a year and drastically overestimate what they can do in a week. Now, let me repeat that. People significantly underestimate what they can do in a year and drastically overestimate what they can do in a week. So be realistic about what you can accomplish. Now, let's understand reminders. Let's start by getting a good understanding of how you should use reminders. If you set an alarm for every tiny detail in your life, you will either easily, one, go nuts, or two, just ignore the alarms, thus rendering them useless. Reminders are only as good as you allow them to be. Your response is crucial to the success of the system, so set up a system that you will actually use. There are a few different strategies for setting reminders. One, only set reminders for the really important stuff. Client meetings, assignments due, appointments you can't forget are all great examples of what you might decide to delegate as important. Number two, only set reminders for activities that you want to turn into habits. For example, last November I started cinch casting. I decided I wanted to record a tip every business day and syndicate that audio cast to my various social networks. The whole concept of recording a tip almost daily was new to me, but I knew the consistency would be important to getting new subscribers. So I set a checklist reminder on my iPhone. The alarm goes off at the same time every morning with the checklist of what I need to do to make my goal a reality. I'm committed to my goal, so I complete the task and check it off the list. As this process becomes habit, I'll remove the alarm and just have it on my daily ongoing task list. Three, only set reminders for activities that are time specific. If you have 30 activities on your to-do list for a day, but only take five of them that are tied to a specific time, only set the alarm reminder on those activities. Fit the other 25 tasks into the open spaces. Remember, the reminders are really your friend. If you're strategic about setting reminders to only those things that are truly priority in your life and your work, then you can look at those reminder systems as a good friend keeping you on track. When your best friend reminds you of an accountability that's important, say thank you. Turn off the social networking, Angry Birds game, or whatever you were doing instead of the important item and take action. If you make sure to modify your reminder systems, have them be your friend, and be realistic about what you'll do, I know that you're going to find more